From dry conditions to late freezes and even record heat, this year's Kansas wheat crop has seen it all. However, lately, rains have caused some areas to become a muddy mess. Kansas Wheat Commission Chief Executive Officer Justin Gilpin says yields have been challenging this harvest, with reports ranging from the low 20s to the upper 40s in bushels per acre.
Just depending a lot on planting date and whether or not a field was able to catch a rain or not. Certainly in that central corridor of the central Kansas, those yields have been the most challenged, and really the heat that shut down that crop that didn't let it finish out, and that's why we got lower yields and a lot higher protein. Whereas when we get out west and start moving a little bit north, we're anticipating the yields to improve slightly, but then also proteins probably to start dropping off.
With short bushels and higher than average protein, Gilpin says this has created some opportunity. Basis levels have been strong as elevators in the southern plains are bidding up to get bushels in their bins.
Because of the higher protein that's been coming early, you've seen protein spreads really collapse, where you're seeing 11s and 12s being a lot closer to even money. Ultimately, that's going to depend on what happens with the spring wheat crop conditions. Look pretty favorably right now, so if there is a lower protein spring wheat crop, then those protein spreads may widen back out, which is when you have futures prices where they're at. Those protein premiums and values are extremely important for farmers when thinking about revenue on this year's crop.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.